Well, good morning, friends. Very thankful for another opportunity to be with you. Very thankful that the Lord has opened our eyes to another day, especially the Lord's Day, when we get to think on spiritual things and when we get to reflect, especially on his death, as we're going to do later when we have a live stream this morning for worship. And I'm just thankful that you are interested in spiritual things and want to know more about God and want to think about God on this day. So many of you reached out to me and to Jim and to Jason to let us know how much you appreciated our modest efforts last week in guiding us in worship. And I just want to thank you. It means a lot to know that there are people who love the Lord and who want to remain close to him, and who want to share in this common bond of being devoted to him. And so I just want to thank you for that. It has been a very enriching experience so far with all that we've been up against, all of us. I think that there are many blessings that we can find, even in a crisis like this. But I'm grateful that we have this time this morning to spend a few minutes studying God's Word, and I know there are several classes going on at this time, and that is good, and I just want to contribute a few thoughts this morning to lead us in being mindful of spiritual things, especially of having a spirit of gratitude, and that's what I want us to think about this morning. In looking at how we are told as God's people to let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. That's Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 15. We can turn to many pages in the Word of God, and we can see how our God wants us to be people who live with a spirit of appreciation, where we are people who do not let our blessings go without being noticed, that we can always find something to be grateful for. And that's the outlook God wants us to have. And it's good for us to live that way. You might recall that a few weeks ago, I preached on counting our blessings, and I presented all of us with a challenge to spend 2 weeks of finding at least 10 things every day that we're grateful for. And some of you let me know, quite a few of you let me know how it helped you. Well, that help is no accident. God has made us this way, that we are at our best and our finest when we are people who live with a spirit of gratitude. And so I just want to reflect a few moments this morning on living with gratitude or being thankful. Or as Neely Laird said in response to my sermon in the two-week challenge, she said, you ought to say, make gratitude your attitude. And I think she's exactly right, that gratitude needs to be an attitude, that it's an outlook we have every day of our life because of its supreme benefit to us in our relationship with God. Well, when we are more thankful, it does certain things to us. For one, it helps us appreciate the blessings God gives us. Everything that we have is from God. Everything that we get to experience in this life is only because of his mercy in creating life and allowing us to be here and allowing us to observe and appreciate and comprehend all that is here. That's all from God's gift to us. And what we have to realize is that it's just temporary. Okay, everything that is seen is temporary, is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And so it is with us, that we need to realize that everything in our life here on earth is but for a moment. It is a vapor. It is passing. And it's not going to be here very long. And when we understand that, it causes us to have a better outlook from day to day. I think of what it says in Psalm chapter 90 in verses 10 and 12, where the writer says, the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. In verse 12, so teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Whenever we realize that we only have a certain amount of something left, we tend to appreciate that item a little bit more. When you know you only have a few more days to see somebody, you tend to make the best of those days. When you know that you only have a certain amount of money left, you tend to make better use of that amount of money. Well, here he says the same thing is true with time in our days. Teach us to number our days. Help us not to live with the attitude, well, I've got many days ahead of me that, you know, there's no reason to appreciate these gifts. And that's just not the way he wants us to look at this. He wants us to realize that every single day is a gift from him, and that we need to be people who understand we only get so many of these, and then they're taken from us. Everything we have in life is but for a moment. And so we need to be people who live with gratitude, that when we live with gratitude, it helps us appreciate whatever blessings we have left in our life. Because again, friends, life is truly a gift from God. We live by his mercy. We've been given this opportunity by his mercy, and we need to live each day by his mercy, understanding that the things we have in our life, the people we have in our life, are here but for a moment. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 9, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun. If you have companionship, if you have family, if you have a wife, a spouse, a husband, you are blessed. That is a temporary relationship in this world. And in fact, it's a temporary relationship, period, because we're not given in marriage in the next life, is what Jesus taught. But still, he says that that's your portion in life. That's your gift here. This is a blessing that you get to experience here. And so we need to be people who live with appreciation for that. And when we have a spirit of gratitude and we live each day by being thankful for every blessing we have, it does cause us to treasure and value people more in our life. You know, when I did that two-week challenge for us, I at least presented us with it, I had some people respond in letting me know about some of their points that they wrote down. Jim Holton, in his broadcast to us a couple of weeks ago on Facebook, he mentioned how there were several things that he was very grateful for. And here's just a few of those that he listed. At least he sent me in a text and he told us about on that Facebook Live. But he mentions how he's grateful for God who loved me and sent his son to die for my sins. He says, I'm thankful for my Jesus who was willing to come and die and live the perfect example on this earth for me to know what to do. He says, I'm thankful for my wife who is always there for me in my spiritual life and every other aspect of my life. I'm grateful for my children, daughter-in-law, grandson, who also encouraged me to be the best Christian I can be. I'm thankful for my fellow elders who put God's will first and who help make me a better Christian all the time. I'm grateful for my West End Church of Christ brethren who strengthen me and help encourage me to be a better and more godly man every day of my life. And then he says, I'm thankful for a handful of Christian friends whom I've come to know pretty well and I know would do anything for me. And there were other items he listed, but those are the few that I can put on here. John Lindsay sent this to me that he says in his list, he says, I'm great. And this is just one day of the days that he submitted. But he says, I'm thankful for my wife, my son, God's plan and his salvation through Christ, my parents and in-laws, my family, my job, my car, heating and air, food, running water. And that's what it does. That when we are people who look for the blessings in life, okay, you can find 10 blessings every day in your life. If you and I would take the time and just look around and stop and just start thinking about what God has done for us and to look for that portion in life, look for that moment in time he's given us, these gifts he's given us, it really does help us that we tend to find things that we overlook because we take these things for granted. But when we number them, and when we teach ourselves to number our days or number our blessings, it really does help us see things that we more often than not take for granted. In fact, Aaron Mohan said this, And, you know, again, I apologize that my camera shot is in the top right corner. I've tried to move that and I cannot. But she says that this exercise, you know, of being gratitude every day, she says it's a quick, good exercise every day and not just for 2 weeks. And what she went on to say was how it just helped her every day to live with a spirit of gratitude. And I think, again, that is the appropriate conclusion to make. I like what the Downies did when Emily put together these lists for their family, and they spent the 2 weeks filling out these lists every day. They listed 10 things each, and this was one of the first days that they did this. And, you know, Ryan had a lot of good thoughts, thankful for God, West End, the elders, deacons, hospitals, ability to work, safety, warm home, ability to serve, commission. I mean, again, that just goes to show that we, you know, we can find things and people that we can appreciate. Emily, you know, marriage, Chick-fil-A, and you might even have those out of order as far as I'm concerned, but no, yeah, marriage and Chick-fil-A, yeah, definitely Chick-fil-A. But, you know, she mentions garbage trucks and garbage men, you know, and that is a blessing. I mean, we are very grateful to have the ability to have our waste removed, you know, and the trash removed. That is, you know, we're very blessed as a nation to have those options. And then electricity and fireplaces and gas stations and beds and blankets and sheets. And that's exactly what this type of exercise is supposed to do. It's to help us go through and see that there are a lot of good things in our life. There are a lot of great things in our life and great people in our life that we need to be mindful of. And Dawson, Emily shared these pages with me. And the first couple are like this, where Dawson actually wrote out his blessings. And then toward the end, Emily was having to write them in, I guess, you know, for speed or time, I'm assuming. But this is pretty cute. And I'm going to give all these back to her because she needs to hold on to these. But he mentions, I'm thankful for Dad, Mom, House, Ethan. Let me see here. Sam, Cal, crashing, but you got to love this. But it's creation, as Emily put in the parentheses there. Ellie. And then I had trouble reading this, but our country is what he's trying to spell out. And that is as cute as it gets. Our country and animals. And you got to love that. That is just so precious. Ellie mentions our family, Miss Sarah, preschool teacher, Madison Cobb, stuffed animals, my blanket, Elsa and Anna pillow, creation, Margo, my room, Dawson's room. That is just too much. And I just really encouraged by seeing this list and other lists. I mean, they had a lot of things they mentioned in this exercise every day. But see, friends, that's what happens. You know, when we are people who count our blessings, okay, it makes us appreciate the things in life that we tend to overlook. And so being thankful helps us appreciate our blessings. Being thankful reminds us of our dependency on God. And really, that's what God has always wanted us to do, is to realize that He has made all of this possible, and He's still making it possible. And we need to appreciate Him for that, because we do live by His love and mercy. When you look at people in Romans chapter 1 who have departed from God and who are given to a life of immorality, God says in that list in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21 that one of the things that drove them to live like this is that they were not thankful for what He had done for them. And that's just so true. You know, just as beneficial as it is for us to count our blessings and to look at these things because they cause us to appreciate our blessings, so it is on the other end of the spectrum. It is just as detrimental to us spiritually when we fail to live with a spirit of gratitude. It has just as much of an effect on us as gratitude can have a positive effect on us. And so by being thankful every day, I mean, in fact, the first thing I do when I open my eyes in the morning is I say, thank you, God. I thank Him immediately. I thank him for another day of life, for another opportunity to live in this world, another chance to be with my wife and my children, my family, and my brethren, my friends, to go about the day, to do my work, to have this beautiful office to come to have this great church to work with, this body to occupy, the strength that I have to go about, to move about. What a blessing. And that's how God wants us to live. He wants us to live each day by noticing what he does for us and how dependent we are on him. Here's a really sad outcome right here in Hosea chapter 2, when they were God's people, of course, at this time, but they failed to remember what God was doing for them. And in fact, they were using his blessings that he gave them. They were using those blessings against God. And that had to be a great painful thing for God to witness. In Hosea chapter 2 and verse 8, she did not know that I gave her grain, new wine, and oil, and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Now, you know that had to hurt God. He gave them this increase. He gave them all this substance and this excess, and they turn around and offered it up to a false god. That had to hurt him. Well, think about us. You know, he gives us the strength, the health, the ability to move about, the ability to comprehend, the ability to think, and we use these things against him. We use them to worship ourselves or worship this world. It has to be painful for God to see that spirit in people that are living only by his mercy. And he goes on to say in Hosea chapter 2 that he was going to punish his people in verse 13. I will punish her for the days of the Baals to which she burned incense. She decked herself with earrings and jewelry and went after her lovers, but me she forgot, says the Lord. And that, again, friends, is a very painful thing to think about. All this is being provided for by God, and yet that we forget him. We don't even think about him, and we don't even acknowledge him. And so he deserves better than that. Our God deserves so much better than that, because he is certainly the reason we are here. Well, let me say one final thing in the spirit of gratitude or being thankful, and that is there's always a time, okay? There's never a moment in your life where you cannot find something to be thankful for. I was talking to a friend this past week, and the subject of cancer came up because she was talking about her survival and the ordeal she went through, and what it did to her and how it affected her. And she said one thought that really helped her get through her battle was what someone said to her, and that is to find a blessing in everything. And when she told me that, I really loved it, and I wrote it down on a sticky note, and it's here by my computer screen. But that is so true. Find a blessing in everything. There's always something to be thankful for. There's always something that we can see God is still doing for us. And I thought of, there are three times when you and I need to thank God. We need to thank God before a blessing comes. We need to thank God during a blessing. And then we need to thank God after a blessing. Those are three good times when we need to be people who thank God. And I'm talking about actually thanking him for what he does. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible teaches us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Now notice that. God wants us to be people who lean on him in prayer, pray without ceasing, and supplication, which is making a request of him, but do so with thanksgiving. Okay? It's not about just gimme, gimme, gimme. Okay, it's about thank you, thank you, thank you when we pray to him. And so he wants us to come to him in prayer. In fact, he tells us here, don't worry about things. Be anxious for nothing. He's our God. He's going to lead us through this life. He's going to help us through. He's going to provide. And he is telling us to let our request be made known to him. Okay, he wants us to pray to him. He wants us to ask him for help and guidance. But he wants us to do so with thanksgiving. And you and I are at a different level when we can thank God for things that are coming that are not yet here. And so he wants us to be people who live with a spirit of gratitude before the blessings even get here. We need to be people who are grateful during a gift or blessing from God. In Acts 28 and verse 15, when people came to see Paul as he was imprisoned, it says in verse 15, when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. As soon as those people showed up, one of the first things he did was thank God for making that blessing possible. Well, friends, there are people and there are things and there are opportunities that show up in our life every day. We need to immediately thank God for those gifts. And then we need to be people who thank him after these things have arrived. You might recall in Luke chapter 17 and verse 17, when Jesus healed 10 lepers who asked him for help, and in his love and compassion and mercy and pity, he did heal them. And yet, of all those 10, only one person came back to thank him. In verse 17, Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Now, you might say, well, Jesus didn't say to come back and thank him. He said to go see the priest, is what he told these 10 people in going to make their offering. And so why would he ask this about the other 9 who did not show up? And what this shows is that it's just a matter of courtesy. It's a matter of appreciation. It's a matter of gratitude that when God does something for us, he is just like the rest of us, that when we offer something to somebody, we've made a sacrifice of ourselves for somebody, especially out of love. We don't want anything in return, but a gratitude is certainly appreciated. A thank you is appreciated because it lets us know that our sacrifice was not received without appreciation. Okay, that they understand what we've done for them. That's what it's about. They understand what we have given them. And so when Jesus asked, where are the 9? It shows that he's like us. He wants us to be mindful of when he has made certain blessings available to us. And so after we've realized God has done something for us, good friends, one of the first things we need to do is be like this one person who came back and said, thank you, dear God, for what you have done for us. And so I wanted to share these thoughts this morning, good friends, that we need to be people who are giving thanks always in all things. It's a wonderful way to look at life, but it certainly enhances our relationship with God. And so how thankful are we for the blessings God has given us? I thank you for spending this time with me and for taking an interest in spiritual things on the Lord's Day. And so thank you for this time, and I look forward to being with you just a few minutes later on our live stream. May God be with you.